tune is called The Boys of Wexford.
It's beautiful.
Yes. And the Boys of Wexford relates very directly to the Kennedys.
Explain.
Well, Femi Okay, I'm John Huckenbeer here on The Takeaway. As we spoke about yesterday in remembering the passing of Teddy Kennedy, people in Ireland have very strong connections to the Kennedys, and every Irish-American family can look at a map of Ireland and figure out what town they came from. The Kennedy ancestral town is Wexford. This song is The Boys of Wexford. But every sort of mantelpiece in Ireland has a picture of JFK. People grew up knowing the trials and tribulations of the Kennedy family. And so the passing of Teddy Kennedy is a big moment in Ireland as well as the United States. Neil O'Dowd joins us, founder and editor of IrishCentral.com. He's here in the studio. Neil, good morning.
Good morning, John.
What are the Kennedy connections to Ireland today? Certainly down through history and during the heyday of JFK and Joe Kennedy was when he was ambassador to Britain during World War II. These were big, big moments. But what about today? We're into the third, fourth generation.
Huge connection still. The Irish peace process was in many ways driven from the United States, and the man who drove it from the United States was Senator Edward Kennedy. He was the person who in many ways was the puppeteer behind the Clinton visa for Gerry Adams, which was a huge element to the Irish peace process. In 1994, President Clinton gave Gerry Adams, then the leader of Sinn Féin, a visa to come to America. He could not have done that unless Teddy Kennedy had been firmly behind it, because Teddy is the go-to guy on Ireland for every American politician and every Irish Prime Minister who comes over here. There's a welcome mat outside the Kennedy office, obviously. And so Teddy Kennedy became a huge part of that story, and yesterday I think all the tributes from Ireland refer to that very directly, that without Teddy Kennedy there would not be peace in Northern Ireland today.
Now, yesterday we also spoke with Kevin Cullen of the Boston Globe, who said that while British nationalists often criticize the Kennedys for being a part of the whole IRA infrastructure politically, that in fact, from his experience, Teddy was very much even-handed in his dealings with the IRA and with dealing with the Protestants regarding the Northern Ireland Troubles.
Yeah, he understood the complexity of the situation. It was always said about Teddy that he was more Irish than Harvard, and that his brother John F. was more Harvard than Irish. But Teddy had the Irish thing in his heart. He was a big Irish politician. He was beloved for that. And he had a tremendous amount of influence in Ireland. And when people went to him and talked to him about Northern Ireland, he spoke out, and he spoke out very strongly originally in favour of the IRA. Then he became very nuanced about it. And he basically said, we shouldn't support the IRA. And then in the early 90s, a number of Irish Americans came to him and said they felt that Sinn Féin were about to make a huge departure from supporting violence and looking for a peaceful solution. And he went along with that.
Well, what about the direct connections today? Courtney Kennedy, one of Bobby's kids, married someone from Northern Ireland?
Yes, married Paul Hill, who was one of the Guildford Four, which is one of the great miscarriages of justice in British history. It's a constant flow. I mean, when John F. Kennedy became president of the United States, that was a tremendous day for Ireland as well, because it was the end of the No Irish Need Apply, the end of the discrimination against Irish Catholics. Suddenly it became very hip to become Irish. Within 10 years, 40 million Americans had decided they had Irish blood in their veins, according to the U.S. Census. About 30 million of them were recently discovered it. So it was like the Barack Obama moment for Irish Americans, basically.
Interesting.
And
it's a moment that will be resonating today as people all over the world say goodbye to Teddy Kennedy.
Absolutely.
Neil O'Dowd, founder and editor of IrishCentral.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.